Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on workflow for swing with modern punch and vintage soul and jungle and old school D&B. If you've ever heard a drum and bass loop that feels tight, heavy, and forward moving, but also somehow human, loose and full of character, that's the vibe we're chasing today. Not sloppy, not random, just that perfect pocket where the drums breathe, the bass stays solid, and the whole groove feels alive. In this lesson, we're going to build that feeling using only stock Ableton tools. We'll start with a clean drum foundation, add a swung break for old-school flavor, shape the bass so it works with the drums instead of fighting them, and then use automation to make the loop evolve over time. That's the real secret here. In D&B, swing isn't just a timing trick. It's a workflow decision. It's how you design the pocket. Let's start by opening a new live set and setting the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great middle ground for jungle and drum and bass. You could work a little slower or faster, but 172 gives us that classic energy right away. Now create a few tracks and keep them organized. Make one for kick, one for snare, one for break, one for hat or percussion, one for bass, and one for FX. A clear template matters more than people think. At this speed, clutter kills momentum, and when your session is tidy, it's much easier to make good groove decisions later. Before you even worry about fancy swing, build the core drum pattern. Place your kick on the downbeats and your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That snare placement is the backbone of the whole style. It tells the listener exactly where the track is sitting. Then add a simple hi-hat pattern, maybe 8 THS or 16 THS, just to fill out the top end. Don't swing anything yet. We want the skeleton to feel strong and stable first. A good beginner rule is to keep the kick short and focused, the snare strong and consistent, and the hats light enough that they support the groove instead of taking over. If you want, throw in a Q8 on the hats and high pass them somewhere around 200 to 400 HC so they stay out of the low end. And if your drum bus is feeling too thin later, a little saturator with just 1 to 3 dB of drive can help add density without destroying the punch. Now comes the fun part, the breakbeat layer. This is where the old-school jungle soul really starts to show up. Drop in a classic break sample. You do not need to overthink it. Just find one with good hats, little ghost notes, and a solid character. Then either slice it to a new MIDI track or keep it as audio, and warp it to the grid. For beginners, slicing is usually faster and more flexible because you can trigger the pieces like a kit. Once the break is chopped up, focus on the parts that give it personality. The main kick and snare hits can stay fairly tight, but the ghost notes and hat fragments are where the groove starts to move. Nudge those slightly late. Even a tiny shift of 5 to 20 milliseconds can make a huge difference at 172 BPM. That's the thing about fast music. Small changes feel big. And here's a really important coach note. Think in pairs, not just patterns. In jungle and D&B, the groove often lives in relationships. Kick and snare, hat and snare, break and sub, dry and wet. If one part swings, the other part usually needs to stay more grounded. So keep your main snare strong and predictable, while the break details can lean back a little. That contrast is what gives you both modern punch and vintage soul. Now let's bring in Ableton's groove pool. This is one of the easiest ways to get swing that feels musical instead of random. Load a groove onto your break track or your hats, and maybe onto a percussion layer too. But don't just slap the same groove on everything. That can make the whole track blurry. In D&B, you usually want the kick and main snare to stay pretty straight, while the break fragments and hats get the shuffle. Start gently. Try a groove amount around 10 to 25%. You're aiming for subtle movement, not exaggerated wobble. If the groove is too strong, the drums can feel lazy. If it's too weak, the loop stays stiff. So use your ears and listen to the relationship between the snare and the little details around it. Also, vary velocity on the ghost notes. Lower velocity for the quiet hits, higher velocity for accents. That human inconsistency is a big part of the jungle feel. Now we need the bass. Keep it simple at first. You can use operator for a clean sub or wavitable for a rougher restyle bass. If you're making a sub, use a sine or a clean low oscillator, keep it mono, and keep the notes short and controlled. If you want a reese layer, use a couple of detuned oscillators and maybe some light saturator or roar to bring out harmonics. Just remember, the bass should answer the drums, not compete with them. A great beginner mindset is call and response. Let the drums say something, and let the bass reply. Maybe the bass comes in right after the snare. Maybe it holds through a gap. Maybe it rests entirely for a beat so the break can breathe. In D&B, that space is powerful. Silence can feel heavier than constant movement. Now let's talk about automation. because this is where the loop stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a section. On the break track, automate a filter cutoff. You can use auto filter and gradually open it over 4, 8, or 16 bars. You can also automate reverb, send on a snare hit or a tiny fill to create that classic throw moment. Even a small move can make the whole groove lean forward. A really useful approach is to think in weight shifts. A tiny filter change, a small reverb send, or a clip volume change can make the rhythm feel like it's moving forward. You don't always need more notes. Sometimes you just need a little more energy in the right spot. Here's a simple automation plan. For bars 1 to 4, keep things a bit filtered and tight. Then gradually open the sound up across bars 5 to 8. At the end of bar 8, maybe throw a little extra reverb on a snare or add a quick fill. Then in the next phrase, bring the energy back down or switch the break variation slightly. That's enough to keep the listener engaged without making the mix messy. Clip envelopes are another great beginner tool in Ableton Live 12. They're perfect for tiny changes inside a clip. You could lower one ghost snare in the last bar, open a hat a little in the second half of a phrase, or mute one break hit for a mini fill. These small moves make the loop feel alive. If your groove starts feeling predictable, ask yourself, what changes every 4 bars? That question alone can improve your arrangement fast. Now group your drums into a drum bus. This helps glue everything together. Add glue compressor lightly, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Keep the attack slow enough that the punch stays alive, and don't overdo it. If the compressor grabs too hard, it will flatten the swing and kill the ghost notes. You can also use a little saturator for thickness and EQ8 for small cleanup. The goal is cohesion, not crushing. For the low end, keep it under control. Put utility on the bass track, and make the sub mono by setting width to 0% if needed. If the kick and sub are clashing, use EQ8 to carve out a little pocket or sidechain the bass to the kick with compressor. Keep the sidechain subtle unless you want a deliberate pumping feel. Fast attack, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and just enough reduction to let the kick hit cleanly. At this point, you've got the ingredients: tight drums, swung break details, solid bass, and motion through automation. Now turn the loop into a real section. Start with an intro that's filtered and lighter on the bass. Then move into a drop, where the full drum and bass combo lands. After that, add a switch up. Maybe remove the kick for half a bar. Maybe mute the bass for one bar. Maybe swap to a slightly different break chop. That kind of variation is what makes a DNB section feel like it's breathing. And don't forget this. Keep your strongest accents predictable. The listener should always feel where the main hit lands, even if the details around it are loose. Human feel comes from small inconsistency, not random chaos. So vary timing, velocity, and effects in little ranges. Big changes can make the groove feel accidental instead of intentional. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar jungle or DNB groove right now. Program kick and snare at 172 BPM. Add one break sample and slice it into at least 6 pieces. Apply subtle groove to the break or hats only. Make a simple 2-note bass phrase that answers the snare. Then automate one filter cutoff move over the 4 bars, and add one reverb throw on a snare at the end. Finally, bounce it and listen in mono. That will tell you quickly whether the groove is really working. What you're listening for is simple. Does the snare still hit hard? Does the break feel human? Is the bass leaving space? Does the automation create forward motion? If the answer is yes, you've got the core workflow. So remember the big idea from this lesson. In DNB, swing works best when it's controlled, selective, and shaped with purpose. Keep the kick and snare tight. Swing the breaks, hats, and ghost notes. Use the groove pool lightly. Build bass lines that answer the drums. Automate filters, sends, and energy changes over time. Keep the sub mono. Keep the drum bus punchy. And use arrangement moves to make the loop feel alive. That's how you get that sweet spot between vintage jungle soul and modern club-ready impact. Not just adding swing, but designing the pocket. That's the workflow. That's the vibe. And that's how you make a DNB groove worth replaying.